I have in mind ensuring that we are moving the progress of the EAC from one level to another, looking at what are the heads of summit, because I want to tell you this, the heads of summit, who are the presidents of the 8 countries, are very committed, have a great vision for the integration process. So it is incumbent upon me to ensure that their vision is realized into tangible, measurable, implementable things and interventions that we can look back at. So, of course, you do know that under customs union and common market, which are our first basic principles, my vision is to hope that I can move the digital integration process a step further through maybe the digital payment systems, ensuring that we have less stays of application if possible, and also elimination of non-tariff barriers. On the matters of peace and security.
I was going to ask you about peace and security. Okay, on peace and security, what do you want to do?
Well, peace and security is the most, it's an onion peel, let me say that, for the region. Because we have, on one hand, good and cordial relations, but we do have instances of a little bit of strain on inter-partner state relations. And then we also have the general outstanding issues that have been there for some time, including the issue of peace and stability in the Eastern DRC. I'm happy to say that within the first 1 month of my being in office, we were able to implement a directive from the summit, which was to bring together the foreign ministers and ministers of EAC within the region to just have a nice discussion on inter-partner state relations. And I've said it's an onion peel, which means that it's not something that will be achieved today. It's not something that is direct. It's something that has several stages. And the most important thing is just to keep the momentum, to ensure that conversations are happening and there's an open door policy and that we are collaborating, because there are very many actors in this space.
Is there real commitment from member states to ensure that your vision for ensuring peace and stability in the region is maintained?
I would say yes, because commitment is demonstrable. The fact that we have 8 partner states who have committed to integration, who have come up with a roadmap, who contribute their resources towards the integration process, towards the pillars of integration, peace and security being one among them, is enough demonstration of commitment. So yes, I would say that without absolute conflict of doubt, that the partners, the various nations, are committed to the dialogue. It is going to be steady, it is going to be over time, but I am very positive we are moving in the right direction.
What about those who have concerns that the integration, mm-hmm. although much touted, mm-hmm. appears to be too sluggish, mm-hmm. or the lack of movement, that there mm-hmm. appear to be no catalyst to jumpstart the process mm-hmm. towards the real integration the leaders themselves have talked about and the expectations of citizens within the East African corridor?
I would throw back the question to you and ask, what is really integration? The East African community boasts in the continent of Africa of the most integrated customs union, one-stop border post, free movement of goods and services across borders, movement of trackable goods in the tracking system. I can track a lorry from Burundi to Dar es Salaam. I can track a lorry from Rwanda to Mombasa, real-time tracking. We have interoperable system, revenue systems. We have common external tariffs. We have harmonized our fiscal policies, and we continue to move. So what is more commitment to integration than that?